been here a year. What's your favorite KCQ?
Hey, Matt.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too?
Hey, Matt.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hey, Matt.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
That's right. I forgot what day it is. It's Wednesday. We won't keep you long. We know you got a big game today to win that series against those Bravos. Riding with the top down in the convertible.
You got the
today.
Convertible going, huh?
There you go. How are you today, Mr. Matt Cotrero?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Not too shabby. Hey, I saw you taking some hacks in the cage the other day. You still got it? I'm sorry?
I was taking hacks?
Yeah, I saw you had the bat inside the cage. It looked like
hitting ground balls. Yeah, yeah.
Don't humble yourself. You were putting them over the left field fence.
If somebody's flipping them to me from about 18 inches away, I can still hit it.
Did you throw your back out?
Not that time, but that's happened too. So, yeah,
that's fun. I mean, as we get up there, you know, you can do things like you're not supposed to anymore. And, oh, my back, it hurts. It's broken. And you got to figure out a way to get it fixed. Get advice, you know, as we age, Matt. Nothing's easy anymore.
Yeah, no, I hear you. No, my fair share of back problems, but. We could talk about back pain on here. That's good.
No, let's talk about the important stuff here, Q, because I want to ask you this question as we are here at July 30th. What's it like being a manager in a clubhouse with a team that is connected together going through what is a trade deadline season where you might add or subtract players to your squad?
Yeah, I mean, it's every year is unique. I mean, these guys are used to the trade deadline, you know, in and of itself, but every group of guys is different. You know, we talked about it right after the All-Star break. I mean, you know, for the next couple of weeks, you're going to hear your name. You're going to hear your teammates' names. You're going to, you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. And really, we have to turn our focus to our own group. And, you know, the addition of Lugo, you know, with his extension, that's something that, you know, is like an acquisition by itself, you know, just because you're not losing one of your best guys. You know, and these guys are human. So when they see their names or they hear their names, they don't know if it's true or not. And a lot of times it's not. You know, there's a lot of stories out there that are either made up or, you know, there's just a rumor about it, you know, because I think pretty much every GM approaches it the same way. Like, we'll listen just about on everybody. You know, there's a couple people here and there that obviously aren't going to be included in those conversations. But the best thing to do is block it all out to the best of your ability and just continue to keep playing hard.
Are you going to like take two guys aside today in the locker room before the game and say, hey, do me a favor about the third inning, start hugging everybody and just to get everybody riled up and then they could kind of send them for like an okie doke, if you will. Can we do that today to mess with the insiders?
I mean, there's been all kinds of stuff over the years, you know, with different teams I've been on or been coaching where guys do stuff like that, where they, hey, you got to go upstairs and stuff like that. And that guys get all bent out of shape or they're excited. You know, when you're in the minor leagues, hey, you just got traded and you go upstairs and it's a joke. And, you know, just trying to keep people. Some people are excited about it because, you know, if you're in double A or whatever, you think, oh, man, I just got traded. You know, maybe I'm going to the big leagues or whatever. So guys will mess with each other. I don't think they'll do that too much today, though.
Yeah, I know you got a big game, obviously, and you're in this fight for that final wild card spot, so you don't want to, you know, let anything go under you know, wraps. But I think it would be funny, like, hey, Vinny, start hugging everybody in the third inning today and see what happens.
Yeah, well, if somebody was going to do it, it would probably be Vinny.
Right.
But I think, no, I mean, we really view this as we are in it, and we just we need to string some wins together, and you know, we're battling like crazy. You know, nothing's been easy most of the year, and it's been, you know, win a couple, lose a couple. We need to put a streak together, but that, you know, that all starts with day one, you know, and that's what these guys have been trying to approach it.
Yeah, you haven't been really given the easiest of hand after the All-Star break. We've seen a lot of injuries with, obviously, Cags and Bubic as well. How does that sort of adversity kind of make your team stronger as you go through the nuts and bolts of what is the baseball season?
Well, there's nothing you can do about it. You know, injuries are inevitable. I mean, we talked about, you know, we're going to need depth, and unfortunately, you know, a lot of our depth got hurt as well, you know, especially in the starting pitching department. But there's a lot of guys that are, you know, are fighters. You know, these guys, look at what the bullpen's done this week just to step up and pick up a bunch of innings, especially with the doubleheader and how challenging that can be. You know, these guys want to win. And when you're in that clubhouse with them every day, you sense it, you feel it, it's real. So guys are going to do whatever they can to help us win on any given night. Now, you know, the injuries, I feel really badly for Chris. You know, that's really unfortunate. Jax is much more mild, you know, much shorter term thing. But with Chris, you know, that's 2 out of 3 years where he's had a season ending injury, especially this year being an All-Star and what he's meant to us. That's really tough for him. But we're really hopeful that it's just a, you know, a setback and he'll be ready for next year.
Can you take the Cags injury and actually look at that as something good? Because you can now, quote unquote, send him down to the minors without like sending him down to the minors, you know, and get kind of a rehab start and maybe get him a little bit of confidence back there. And it's not look like it's a demotion. It's a minor league rehab start. Can you approach it that way?
Well, I mean, more so than that, I'm approaching, and we've talked about this the last, you know, this week or however long it is where he's just doing his work at the clubhouse, like just seeing the game from a different perspective and taking a step back, watching what other guys do, understanding if he can make one part of his day more efficient or easier on himself, you know, because when you come up, you're thrown right in. He played pretty much every day for the last 6 weeks or so. And maybe a little bit more than that now. And, you know, it's a whirlwind no matter who you are when you come up to the big leagues for the first time. So for him to gain a little bit of perspective on what's going on around him and try to simplify things, I think that is that can be used as a positive.
Well, hey, Matt, go get that victory today. Get to 7-5 in the post All-Star break, and we'll continue to watch these guys take on the Bravos today at 1:10.
Okay, guys, thanks. Have a great day.
Have fun in Canada.
Yeah, all right.
He seemed thrilled.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, except for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, they're one of the better teams in baseball.
Yeah, they're
not the best
are.
Team in baseball, which is insane.
What's crazy, though, you have said that now a few times today, and every day it seemingly changes on who the best team in baseball was, because a week ago it was the Cubs, and then it was the Brewers, and now it's the Blue Jays who are the best team, and then Tigers. Yeah, I mean, like, that's where baseball is right now. Like, yeah, they're 2 games under 500, and they need to get to 500 before we can start talking about, you know, the postseason. But, man, it flips on a dime right now in this sport. And there's so many good teams out there. And that's why I think the next, you know, 24 to, you know, 30 hours or so with this trade deadline, Dusty, is going to be very exciting around baseball. I think it's going to be, you know, kind of picking up. I texted somebody in an organization this morning, and I said, can you do something before 10 a.m.? We kind of need something to talk about. And then the response was like, I'll try my best. People are busy. He said, what about tomorrow? As long as between 6 and 10 a.m. and a trade's made, I'm good with that. Anything outside that time frame doesn't work. But I think it's going to pick up, man. I think we're really going to start to see guys being moved and trades happening. Or I could be totally wrong and nothing happens on a trade deadline front. But I just feel like it, and I don't know if you feel this way too, with the momentum baseball has right now, I feel like this is going to carry into the trade deadline, and I think there's going to be a lot of impetus to make moves for a lot of these teams right now.
No doubt. Because it is. It's that time where, like, you know, guys either thrive or they dive, and you're in that time in the season where it could happen, and it just depends, man. Like, I know 4 games seems like a lot, and, you know, a 12% chance to make the playoffs is a lot. The other thing, too, that I heard the other day on the radio is that, you know, you've got to – at this point, you've got to string together, like, in 20 games, you got to go like 15-5.
Yeah, you do. You got to. And even Q mentioned, he goes, you win a couple, you lose a couple. That's a 500 team, yeah. Right? You've got to find a way to do. I think the Mets had won 7 in a row up until the beginning of this week. Who were we talking about last week that had won like 10 in a row?
Boston.
Right, the Red Sox, right before the All-Star break, had won 10 in a row. That's the kind of string that the Royals need to go on. You're right. 15-5 in your next 20. Now we're talking about something.
Yeah, you're essentially the 2024/25 Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to win 9 out of your next 10 to get into the playoffs, and it's doable, but it's not favorable.
Right.
Don't forget, you can join 96.5 The Fan at Hollywood Casino on Friday, August 8th. Cody and Gold plus The Drive will be broadcasting live from the Sportsbook inside Hollywood Casino. We'll be registering fans to win a signed Charles and Minnehue football plus a pair of tickets to Chiefs and Colts. Be sure to follow Hollywood Casino on Facebook, Instagram, and X, and enter their giveaway on August 7th for a chance to win $100 pin cash on August 8th, every hour from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. We'll get back to our poll question, and we'll get back to what is the story so far at camp. The left tackle who goes by the name of Josh Simmons. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. That's the sounder of the Fesco and Dusty poll on Twitter. The poll question on Twitter today for the Fesco and Dusty poll question on 96.5 The Fan's X account. If you want to participate, you can. Many have, many will, many will continue to. We asked the question today, do you think Josh Simmons is going to be the Chiefs' best left tackle since Willie Roaf? 174 votes are in. 81% of you say yes.
Is Willie Roaf the new sliced bread now? He's the greatest left tackle since sliced bread. We compare everything to invention in Chillicothe.
You ready for the sounder?
Yeah.
He goes now by Willie Loaf. I hate myself. You guys go ahead and take the...
I mean...
You set him up, I'll knock him down.
That's right. Yeah. He's the greatest thing since Willie Roaf or sliced bread. Now he's Willie Loaf.
That's right.
Total fail.
Sorry. Again, I hate myself for thinking of it. It hit me right here, and I couldn't let it go. Like, sometimes I'll be like, keep it in the holster.
No, that was just good. It's funny. Willie Loaf.
Ah, damn it.
I think for my money, I want him to be
cup.
I know. I want him to be better than Willie Loaf. You know?
Brock, if you're listening, we need a Willie Loaf song.
Yeah. I got that app now. I can create songs. Hey, you play the Fesco and Dusty song that I sent you?
Oh, no.
No.
I've been gone from you guys for about a week and a half. Do we get any more voicemails, cuz everyone asked me on vacation, was that fake, that guy that sent that, I want to come to Dusty's? I was like, no, dude, that was real.
Yeah.
They're like, good thing you got away.
You can leave that on the Odyssey app. It just says leave voice memo here. Yeah. How come you didn't play the Fesco and Dusty song that I created?
Yeah, we'll have to play that tomorrow. You're right. We'll get to that.
Dusty is so destined to be a dad because of that joke. No, I got a vasectomy at 12. But no, we talk about Josh Simmons on this team because what we've seen so far in camp, and what we had Matt McMullen in here, we said, what's the biggest story in camp? He goes, left tackle.
Yeah.
Kind of still is, but it's been a good story, right?
It's a different story now. It's a story of, oh my God, this guy is dominating. Oh my God, this guy is crushing it. Oh my God, he's ripping faces off. Oh my God, he's fighting everybody. Oh my God, we found our left tackle. It's gone from wondering what was going to happen in 3 days ago, all right, we're good to go. Nothing to see here. And as I was telling Dana yesterday, I said, God, there's not a lot of storylines of training camp right now with this team, and there aren't, and that's a good thing. You don't want a ton of storylines going into camp. Like, if you're the Dolphins and you're talking about Tua hasn't thrown an interception yet, none of their defensive backs from last year are even on the roster, or you're going into camp making things up about, you know, this wide receiver or that quarterback or whatever the case may be. I just think right now having no storylines going into this camp is great, because we can just focus on getting better and winning another Super Bowl.
Or the storyline could be the two punters.
I mean, that ultimately is if you were to ask what the biggest battle in camp is,
right,
it ain't about the sixth wide receiver or the fourth running back. Don't care about any of them. It is the punter situation, because quietly, that guy stunk last year.
Quietly?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
But, I mean, we didn't talk about him because we didn't need to talk about him. Like, he was never a real factor. Imagine if that guy had to be a factor last year. Ariza, Hank Azaria, whoever it was, Nixon 5, that guy stunk last year. And so the Chiefs have realized that, and they brought in who?
I don't want to try it. Like, we got made fun of by the boss yesterday.
Yeah, but what was the guy's name?
Cepeda or something like that.
Geppetto or like, no. I mean, yeah.
No strings attached.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, very good. Jeez, my God.
Get me the hell out of here.
It's time for you to go home. You were that son last night eating those hot dogs.
I had one.
That's all I had, too.
I couldn't eat.
But then you also had that bag of Lay's, and we were sweaty inside.
I threw them away. Somebody came over and goes, where'd you get those chips? I said, oh, man, because you could see everyone spit.
Yeah.
Because the sun was directly.
It was nice. So what were we? Oh, so this, yeah, Josh, whatever this new punter's name is. Yeah, but that's the only story. Like,
let's have Matt give a rip at what that name is.
Yeah.
Type in Chiefs punter newly acquired and see if you can name it. It's like Sapizia or something like that. I don't know what
it's like.
It is.
Chatopa.
Samsonite from the text line.
Yeah. That could be a Rises
Rock
name.
Rock just said Willie Loaf is in the jug.
Zaplicky? Zaplicky?
Spell it again.
Say Eddie's, that accent again.
Eddie Zaplicky?
Spell it.
CZ.
Right, the C silent. We established that.
AP.
CZAP.
LICKI, I think.
LICKI.
And you got Zaplicky out of that?
Zaplicky?
I think it's Zaplicky. I think it's Zaplicky.
Bailey Zaplicky.
Yeah. Yeah. Zaplicky. Sounds like a cop from the town I grew up in. That's Bill Zaplicky. He's the police officer you want to avoid.
He won the Ray Guy Award.
He did?
Well, that's punter of the year.
Yeah. So there. Isn't that an NFL award? That's a college award.
College. College
award. So he's the Ray Guy Award winner?
Yeah.
Well, then he's going to make the team.
There we go.
You don't just cut the Ray Guy Award winner. Where'd this guy play? Like Miami of Ohio or someplace like that?
Who knows? I didn't even know
East Tonale State.
That popular university that gets brought up all the time. I think there's two things that I've noticed from Simmons out of camp. One, the fact that he's got all the pressure of anybody on this roster to go in there and kind of show, you know, what it is, mm-hmm. like what you can do to protect Patrick Mahomes. And two, don't you want to see kind of a tough-ass dude at that position?
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, you think about who you're going to go against in the season. You're going against the best edge rushers. You ain't taking any punk AB coming at you because right. you're protecting your franchise. And when you have that and you have a dog at left tackle, and we had that audio we played earlier, the guy that joined Pat McAfee's show, that's the kind of stuff you want to see. And this was AQ Shipley on Josh Simmons.
The kid they got out of Ohio State, I said this after the draft whenever you had me on the show, I said he was a top 10 pick. Josh Simmons, left tackle. The clips of him coming out, he is a top 10 pick if he doesn't get hurt against Oregon last year. They get him with literally one of the last picks of the first round, and he is going to be their franchise left tackle for the next 10 to 12 years. And they got an absolute steal with him. The clips coming out of him, here it is. Look, he's just shutting guys down, and he makes it look smooth. He's throwing guys like
a little dog.
Yeah, he's got a little dog in him. I mean, he was arguably the best tackle in the draft before he gets hurt. He gets to go late to Kansas City in the first round. They got an absolute – it was an injury that a lot of teams were concerned with, but, I mean, he's young. He's coming back. He looks fierce. He's smooth as can be. He's athletic. He's strong. He's got the size. This could be a key piece for the Kansas.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, you have to have that in that position. Like, Willie Rofe was a dog. Mm-hmm. Like, he was the kind of guys like, come at it. You're not going to go very far, and I'm going to make sure of that. And when you see a guy like Ashton Gelati, who's a big dude in himself, who's also a rookie, trying to make name, trying to make show of who he is, what he can do on that defensive line, and then here's Josh Simmons.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, dude, you can throw a punch at me, and I don't even need my helmet. I'm still going to kick your ass. I love seeing that in a left tackle that's protecting Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, what do you expect from a Buckeye, right? I mean, this is what we expect from my alma mater. I mean, my team that I root for. This guy to go out there and just dominate. I may get an honorary degree. There's been conversation. I've talked to people over there at Ohio State. They think about presenting me an honorary degree now because of my Buckeye fandom. Sure. But I mean, like,
BBL stinky.
What did you expect? What did you expect out of that guy? Right, I mean, coming in here and absolutely dominating, and that's what you want, and that's what the Chiefs do. They go out and they reload. I mean, if anybody was doubting this guy, like Binkley, you were making the wrong decision, because the Chiefs don't really fail when it comes to fixing problems that they have in their organization. They go out there and they not only fix problems, they say, hold my beer. I'm going to not only fix this problem, but I'm going to now make this a strength. And that's seemingly through the first couple of days of training camp, what we're seeing. And again, it's not just us. A.Q. Shipley played 12 years in the NFL, was a pro bowler for a very long time in the NFL. He was named the new color analyst for the Arizona Cardinals broadcast. He's an offensive lineman that played for over a decade, right? Guy has seen it all in this league. He's talking about it. Jason Kelsey's talking about it. Travis Kelsey's talking about it. His teammates are talking about it. McAfee's talking about it. It's Rappaport. It's everybody yeah. that's talking about this guy right now. That's watching him play going, okay, the Chiefs just went out there and dropped a bomb on everybody, right? You know, that song back in the day, they dropped the bomb on me. That's what the Chiefs just did for the rest of the NFL. Because for 6 months, this league and the ball washers and everybody involved pushed this narrative that the Chiefs were done, the Chiefs were cooked, the dynasty was over, they're not going to be any good, they're not going to win their division, and all this stuff. And they kept going back to the low-hanging fruit of, well, the offensive line isn't any good. Well, now the offensive line is pretty damn good. A.Q. Shipley said on McAfee yesterday as well, he thinks it's the best interior of an offensive line in the NFL, talking about the two guards in the center of any team in this league. You add Josh Simmons onto that left tackle position right now. Holy cow, man. I don't want to be in front of these guys when they take on the Chargers in September in Brazil, because they're coming with a vengeance, man. This is going to be a nasty offensive line that has a reputation right now. If everybody's saying that they're no good, and they're going to turn that reputation on its head and prove everybody wrong this year. Patrick Mahomes may not get sacked once.
I think there's two words that can describe what Josh Simmons can be for the Chiefs if he is this guy, and it comes from...
Hello, America.
Because now you're screwed. Because if he is that guy, mm-hmm. and Patrick Mahomes has protection, and he can throw the ball, we could see a version of Patrick Mahomes that we haven't seen yet, which is maybe scary.
Yeah.
Because we know that Patrick Mahomes is, at least in my opinion, maybe one of the best improvisational quarterbacks there are. Cunningham comes to mind.
Right.
Favre comes to mind. You know, Michael Vick could be one of the best improvisational ones because of his speed. But we've never really seen Mahomes be your cliche three-step drop, sit on the spot, and just watch, because he hasn't had that
Hasn't
time.
Had the opportunity hasn't to had those do receivers. So. Yeah.
Now you're taking two things that maybe Patrick Mahomes has never had at the same time, since maybe Eric Fisher with Sammy Watkins and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're putting all that back together. And what did he do when he had those guys? 4,000 plus.
Let the word on fire.
Yeah, so.
Hello, America.
Get ready for that. I do want to get into this, because there are teams that maybe are outside of the NFL's own Kansas City Chiefs that we follow or watch. Is there a team that you are all in on this year to kind of keep an eye on?
Yeah, I'm going all in on the Giants now, man. Jeez, I bought the propaganda.
Jeez.
I got it. 5.5 is the over-under. Hammer that over.
Have you seen
this.
The start of their schedule?
I know.
Just pulling it up.
But it doesn't matter if the start's how you finish, okay?
Is that what you say on Tuesdays?
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
I just want to win, Joe.
Soft butter on that wheelie
loaf.
You
better believe it.
I know that I'm hard.
But either they're doing a really good job of putting out the right propaganda,
sure.
or, you know.
Would you say hate media and training camp?
No, this is team propaganda. This is the team. This isn't the ball washer propaganda. This is like Giants.com, like every great catch. Cam Scatter. Taboo is a cult hero already. Jackson Dart's, you know, lighting the world on fire. Him and Cam Scataboo. Malik Nabers is in a good spot right now. Kay Adams was that was kind of what pushed me over the edge. I'm like, Kay's buying into all of this right now.
PBL precious.
Yeah. So I'm going with the Giants, man. I gotta hit that over on the 5.5. Giants are gonna be sneaky good. Brian Daboll will not be fired this year.
Okay. Mac, you got a team that you're...
I don't see a game they'll be favored in.
So?
the Saints. You're right. One game.
You don't know how things are going to shape up over the course of the season. Devastating injuries in week one and things like that.
Yes,
and
that's what you'll need.
I mean, like, but I'm looking at Russell Wilson, too. Guy's lean. He's lost some weight. Hey, that guy's got a lot to prove, man. He really does.
Let's giant.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Big blue. Let's ride.
Oh, my.
Because he knows Jameis Winston or Jackson Dart. He's finally got somebody pushing him a little bit right now.
Yeah, we got John Toast and Will Sourdough. Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry.
I'd say there's a couple teams that I really like, but one team that I'm just absolutely in love with is the Chicago Bears. Yeah,
8-9.
I'm pumped on Ben Johnson. You're in love with the Giants, about 6 wins. So, yeah, I'll take Chicago 9-8, 10-7. Yeah, I love Ben Johnson. I'm in on Caleb Williams. I never was off. I thought he had a really good season last year against popular opinion. And I think they've added what they needed to add, both on the offense. And frankly, the defense was already pretty solid last year. I think they're going to be a scary team.
Wasn't Caleb Williams like ripped off the practice field for being bad the other day? Didn't you say that?
Yeah, Ben Johnson's like, get off.
Yeah,
it's
he did, everybody off.
He did that to Luther Burden, did that to Caleb. Pissed, yeah, dude. I love it.
You got
to
have a red ass, though,
man. I love that, dude.
You can't have Eberflus out there being like, I'd do the same thing if I was doing it all over again.
Exactly.
And fired.
Yeah,
like, exactly. This is the time to get pulled out. This is the time to get yelled at. This is the time to make mistakes, just like throwing interceptions. So, yeah, I'm all in on those reports.
I'm really excited about Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Because I'm excited to see what Baker can do. Because I think Baker's finally put himself in that seat where he's no longer scrutinized. I think he had a really, really, really good year last year. It's maybe Mike Evans' swan song this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's kind of like an ageless wonder, but we'll see what he can do this year. There are some injuries that he's going to have to get over. Todd Bowles has got to get over some hiccups and play calling and stuff like that as well. But Baker Mayfield last year kind of took the world by storm. I loved watching the quarterback whenever I think it was Kirk Cousins had the 500-yard game that we all stayed up way too late to watch last year.
Yeah.
And Kirk Cousins like, dude, you got it, man. Like, you're there. And I know Kirk Cousins is ultimate personality positivity.
Right.
But I mean, like, he's like, you were a stud out there. Like, you are good. Like, this is what he needed to hear. And he took Mahomes into overtime, and he knew what was going to happen. I mean, he's like, damn it.
Yeah, right. I know. You know? Like,
shoot. But I mean, look, dude, Baker Mayfield, first overall draft pick, Heisman Trophy winner, a lot of pub on his name going into the league, gets drafted by the Browns. We know how that worked out. He gets one game to
start. Worked out great for him.
Yeah, he got out of there.
Yeah.
Got one start with the Rams. Then he went to Carolina for a little bit, found a home in Tampa Bay, was very good last year, a playoff team last year. I would love to see. If I know Todd Bowles calls the defense 6-6-0, he's got hiccups to get over with play calling.
He's also got a new offensive coordinator, though, too, that dork went to Jacksonville.
Because last year they kind of lost that game because Bowles didn't know how to use his play clock as a defensive coordinator to stop the ball.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at. Thanks for listening. But no, I think that Baker Mayfield has a good chance at maybe being another front runner for the MVP this year.
Yeah, I think right now, like, if you're not rooting for Baker Mayfield, then I think you're just a hater at this point in time. He's one of the easiest, more fun quarterbacks to root for.
He was great on New Heights.
The NFL.
Way, if you missed that podcast.
I didn't see. I have to check that out. But I love Baker Mayfield. I love his personality. I love his chutzpah. I love everything about Baker, right? Like, he doesn't fear anybody. He's not a, you know, do it by the book type of guy at all. He's got a little red ass in him. Like, it's hard not to root for Baker Mayfield. And I think, right, like, if you're not rooting for Baker Mayfield, who hurt you? You know, because Baker's fun to root for.
Mac, you ready for some rookie rankings on Madden that just came out?
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Tell me if you agree or disagree.
All right.
Travis Hunter, 84 overall.
That seems low.
What was it?
84.
Sorry.
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter. I'm okay. Yeah. Okay,
that seems low. I mean,
really?
I mean, he's the second overall pick. I just assumed he'd be in the mid-90s. I did.
Oh, no. That's got to be a really good player if you're mid-90s.
Mahomes is a 95 overall, by the way.
Exactly.
Ashton Gentry, 81 overall.
Very low.
That's low.
I was going to say, I'd have him at least 85. Yeah. I'd have him higher than Travis Hunter.
Yeah, same here.
Mykal Williams, 78. I don't know who Territoria McMillan is.
Oh, Tet McMillan.
Tet McMillan. Yeah, he's a guy in Carolina, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he's got who throwing to him?
Bryce Young.
Yeah, it can be hard for him to be good.
Bryce Young looked good at the end of the season.
Last 8 weeks was pretty fun. What do they have at Tet McMillan at?
77.
77, okay.
Your boy, Cam Scataboo's on this list.
Okay.
73.
Very low. He should be a 99.
I bet his speed's like 62.
You ready for this one?
Yes.
This just continues to fit the narrative of this man. Cam Ward. You want to take a guess, guys?
65?
Yeah, 64.
71.
Wow.
Dude, that's just, yeah.
Let him sleep.
Man, I love it, man.
I've never seen a quarterback or any player drafted number one overall that had no hype, no conversation, no discussion, no love like Cam Ward. I guarantee you, if you go into, pick a stadium on opening day that's not Tennessee, right? Lambeau. Go into Lambeau Field. Ask every single player who the number one pick in the draft was this year, and I guarantee you nobody would know.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Never heard of it.
Nobody would know. They'd be like, oh, yeah, that's right. They would say Travis Hunter. They'd say Shedeur Sanders, you know, whoever. Abdul Carter, they go, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about Cam Ward.
From the 913, Mac, you're all in on Caleb Williams and Trevor Lawrence. LOL, your opinion will be ever questioned.
Fair enough.
And then pretty good rating for the biggest bust in NFL history at Travis Hunter. Oh, that's the biggest bust in NFL history. I mean, Jamarcus Russell's
not yet.
Still on that business?
Like I said, I think, like I said, if he's a second string wide receiver, then that's a huge, that's a massive, massive bust. And if this is a guy who can't even play defense, then we'll see.
I wonder what Ashton Gentry's speed will be, because he's not like super fast.
No.
Probably like 92.
Hopefully, yeah. That'd be fast. I think that'll be faster than it is at the beginning.
This just in. Oh, my God. Hold on a second. This just in. Madden ratings. Josh Simmons, 99.
What's Willie Loaf?
98.
Okay. I don't think there was. I'm trying to think. I don't think there was a guy on that offensive line in 03 on Madden that was under a 92.
Jeez.
So I think Willie Rove was like a 98.
That's crazy.
I think Waters was like a 97. Wegman was like a 92. Tate was like a 94. And Shields was like a 98. And then you had Priest Holmes was like a 97. Dude, it was nuts.
That's crazy.
He didn't beat the Chiefs.
Yeah,
you threw deep. Because then you had Eric Warfield just getting cooked.
But those rankings, though, man, like none of those guys, quite honestly, other than Casey Wigman, and that's a stretch, should have really been under a 95 at all on that offensive. I mean, John Tate wasn't, he was good, but he wasn't Will Shields, obviously, or Willie Rofe and whatnot. Like, Rofe should have been a 99. Waters should have been a 98. Wegman should have been a 95. Will Shields should have been a 99, and Tate should have been like a 95. That's how good that offensive line was. Like, disgusting. I still think we understate how unbelievably awesome that offensive line was.
So we have a minute and a half. What was better in Kansas City sports, that offensive line or that 14 and 15 bullpen?
Well, the offensive line, because it was a little bit longer. You know, it was a couple more years than that bullpen was. But the bullpen won a championship, so, and a playoff game. So I would have to, I guess, lean towards the bullpen on that. But I mean, I don't think there's no Hall of Famers in that Royals bullpen, but there's Hall of Famers on that Chiefs offensive line. That's a good one, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think for the reason you said at the end, I'd go the O-line, but there's no wrong answer there.
From the 913, Willie Loaf's ratings are like yeast. It's always rising. Okay, back to bed. Bye, guys.
That's so good.
That is good.
Eric Fisher got no hype, no love, no nothing, but it was the best option.
And it was a great pick. Yeah. It was an absolute home run of a pick.
He was the one that chugged the beers, right? They did the...
Yeah, yes. He did. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Well, like, I think that was his last game.
And then he got fined,
here.
And then he got an endorsement.
Yeah. No, it was the Colts playoff game.
Is that right? What it was?
Yeah, it was, yeah, I think it was right. A Colts playoff game, yeah.
I would 100% give my beer to a player if he came and asked for it.
Hell yeah.
And then I'd be like, give me a ball later.
Exactly.
Remember.
Trade.
Never see that guy again.
Do you think somebody would not give their beers to Eric Fisher if he came over there? I just paid $10 for that. Yeah, the offensive lineman wants it, dude.
Yes. Like, I don't think Alex would.
You don't? Ooh. Alex Gold wouldn't do it?
I'm going to get my beer. He can buy his own. He's an athlete.
That's so Alex. Yeah.
Why would I get my beer? He's got to play the game.
Yeah. There
he
is.
Get drunk, he gets injured. I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely not.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
He is so Alex. He can go to the concession stand afterwards. They always do it. It always happens. Yes. Look at Cody. He's drunk. Beer. Look how big he is in
you
that statue.
This guy would, yeah. Cody is huge. Alex is tiny.
Cody's on my level with celebrations. He'd be like, take it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yes. I would pour it down his head.
Of course. Everybody would do it. Alex would be the one guy. Look at
him. These beers are like $13. Yeah. This guy makes $50 million a year.
They've already shut down the concession stand for beer sales. I'm not giving it to him.
Like, what if it was Sidney Sweeney, Alex?
Would he give it to her if it was Sidney Sweeney, you think?
I mean, you would think so. I would hope so. I mean
she's going to see how little he is in this, like,
Alex Gold's got a real big dinger. That's right. We'll wrap this show up on the other side and try to bring it back together here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey with you as well. 913-586-7965. Is there another food besides seafood that you can't bring to work to heat up?
And it's just fish. You can bring shrimp. That doesn't really stink all that bad. But you heat up a piece of fish, forget about it.
Because one time when I was doing the Bink at Night show, I was producing as a young guy here, I came in and I was like, oh my God, what's that smell? And Heisler's, where you're standing, Mac, and he looks at me and goes, oh, I'm sorry, I heated up salmon and ate it in here. I was like, why would you ever do that? BBL stinky.
Yeah, really bad.
BBL stinky.
I mean, there is... You just eat it cold, right?
You do. You, you just don't bring that in. No. You save it for dinner.
Make a sandwich.
You know, with some Willy Loaf.
Save it for dinner.
Yes, exactly.
Ugh. Make a Fisher loaf sandwich.
Yeah, I think that's it, though. Fish, tuna. Yeah, I mean, that's it. I don't think there's anything else that's off limits.
I dare you
according
to go
to you,
try
it. There is.
Well, dude, it smelled like vomit and oatmeal, and I don't know what Specs eating, but it smells gross.
He's eating like a protein
muffin,
cup.
Muffin power protein thing.
Yeah. Somebody says Brussels sprouts.
Really?
I mean, they smell like a wet fart.
Yeah.
Brussels sprouts and broccoli is like a heavyweight bout.
The broccoli does kind of stink a little bit, too. But, if you cook Brussels sprouts the right way with bacon and grease, and they're going to smell good. They're not going to smell Brussels sprouting.
So this is sauerkraut? People heat? I've always been cold sauerkraut guy. Now, obviously, if I was at a restaurant and it came out on, like, the, you know, the sausage and potatoes, and it was, like, a hot, I wouldn't care. But, like... I can eat it just out of the jar.
I can too. I like sauerkraut a lot.
I'll even drink the juice.
but sauerkraut on the hot dog right out of the can at room temperature. Now that's good. You don't need to heat that up.
I don't know. Is it Claussen's? Is that the main brand? I know there's a lot.
I think there's like a Frank's Kraut that I buy. And I only buy like the little can because nobody else eats it. And so you have one hot dog and a little kraut and then the rest goes to waste, you know?
Because this is like our stomach churning time for those of you that also get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Somebody says the salmon BLT at Nick and Jake's is fire.
Yeah, but you're not reheating that.
You could.
You can't. You could if you want to get your ass kicked. Yeah. It's pretty simple.
Heat up salmon?
That's the problem. I mean, you're in an office. If you're still heating up salmon at your office, you just suck. Because everybody knows you're not supposed to do that. Even if you're fresh out of college, everybody knows you don't heat up salmon in the work microwave.
Somebody says... Had a coworker at my last job that would microwave Brussels sprouts and tuna.
Tuna? Oh.
Who's eating hot tuna?
Oh.
Ew. God.
BBL stinky.
Oh.
Ew.
No.
Not that sound.
It's gross.
Disgusting.
That is disgusting.
It's disgusting.
You can't get away with that. No, I've asked you guys this question again, but it begs again today with Jacob Mustard, whoever that
Happy
is.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, celebrating his
birthday.
We got a guy named Jacob Mustard here. Again, if you could be named after any condiment, which would it be? I think Bob Guacamole just works.
Bob Guacamole's nice.
That sounds like a scumbag.
Yeah.
Hey, I got some hot bets coming in. You want to call 1-800-BOB-GUACAMOLE?
I need something. Yeah, call Bob Guacamole.
Yeah.
He knows everybody. Like that guy... That guy can get it done,
get
right?
Get in touch with BG.
Bob Guacamole.
So I'll never live this one down, Mac. You might have been here. I don't know. B-Dub just texted me and says, the onions from Street Tacos don't leave in the trash order.
Yeah, you told me about this.
That was a week. But that wasn't reheated. That was just brought in.
And it wasn't in the studio trash can.
Oh, my God.
But
no, it was
but
awful.
What we found out is that JT, who's producing the 10 to 2 show, which is 10 to noon show today, he was eating them in studio and then touching the controls.
Ugh. No, he wasn't. I didn't hear that part of the story.
Because he came to me, he's like, oh, dude, hey, guess what? I ate them in the studio. I'm like, did you throw them in the trash can? There was nothing left to throw away. I was like, but you ate it and ran the board? Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, no.
So you
and
got
then beat up kid next day. He's like, damn, dog. Smells like a damn eighth grade locker room.
It wasn't, I mean.
It stunk, dude.
It lingered a week.
Blame Aussie, dude. Like he did a nice thing for somebody because you never know. It could change their day, their week, their
nose.
It
changed our week. I'll tell you what, it changed the whole damn week. It stunk. For a week, we're like, why can't this smell go away?
Jacob Mustard texts in, says that's Colonel Mustard to you.
Colonel, yes.
I love it. That's good.
Scott Sriracha coming in for the night.
That's so good.
Mac Mayonnaise, that's you, right?
Mac Sauce.
I like that from the 913 Mac Sauce. His first name is the condiment.
Oh, yeah, I like Mac Sauce.
Mac Sauce.
What are you, Dusty?
I mean,
Dusty Tartar?
Wherever you want to go, man. I'll let you guys do this one. Roast away.
Dusty Dips.
Ew. Dusty Crema.
Crema.
Yes. Yeah.
Cosmo Crema.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
So
Dusty Salsa. Bobby Gwak sounds like a guy who has some hot stuff that fell off the back of a truck.
Absolutely. I mean, that was my childhood growing up. We always had stuff. Where did you get it? It fell off a truck. Yeah. I don't know how many times my mother said, whatever it was that we had, it fell off a truck. Nothing ever fell off a truck. It was hot.
John Ranch. Dusty dill pickles.
That's not a condiment.
Pickles are not?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what my name is. I mean, nothing really rhymes.
It doesn't have to rhyme. Bob Guacamole doesn't rhyme. Yeah, it just sounds good.
Yeah. It just goes together.
Somebody says a dollop of Dusty.
Dusty is good. He's a growing boy. We need a dollop of Dusty.
He's a grower, not a shower. Bobby Tzatziki.
That's pretty good, too. I do. Like Bobby Tzatziki is really good.
I like Dusty Dijon.
Yeah.
There we go.
Dusty Queso.
Dusty Queso is good.
That sounds like a guy you don't want to be friends with. Where are you going tonight, son? I'm going to go over to Dusty Queso's house. No, you're not.
you're not allowed.
Oh, man.
Dusty Queso is good.
Dusty Dijon, Dusty Hummus. I don't like hummus. We talked about that last night with Jen.
From the 913. Hey, Bob, sounds like your mom was a thief. If something has fallen off a truck, no bleep. I literally just said that.
You're a thief. Yeah, so, you know, hopefully some baseball cards fall off a truck. That'd be sick.
Where did that come from? I'll never forget one time we were in New York City and the cops broke up a stand of selling, like, you know, hot goods, you know.
Hot goods?
Yeah, they probably were, but it was like counterfeit stuff, right? It was like fake purses and all that stuff. And all of a sudden, the cop knocks this table down, and the stuff is everywhere. All of a sudden, my mother's gone. I'm like, where did my mother go? All of a sudden, you turn around, my mother's on all fours, scooping all this stuff up to take.
Hell yeah.
Because the cops go, it's free, it's illegal goods, you can take whatever you want. My mother's scooping all this stuff up. I'm like, what are we doing with this for the next 10 Christmases? You know what people got?
Mm-hmm.
Purses that she found on the street.
Yes, sir.
She used to sell fake Rolexes to my friends in college.
We had
Rolexes and tags. They were 10 bucks a piece.
Hell yeah, dude. It may not be real, but it might look real. Mac cheese, Dusty onion, Dusty poupon. I like Dusty Crema. Starring in, I don't know what, Mac Donald. That's not a condiment, but yeah, that's.
I do like Dusty Soy.
Dusty Soy? That's good.
A little salty at times.
Dusty Japanese barbecue sauce.
I mean,
you do like it.
Tell your friends.
No matter what I say I'm having for dinner, Dusty's like, you can add some of that Japanese barbecue sauce.
What'd you tell me today? I ask Bob every day. I say, what are you doing for dinner tonight?
Yeah.
He goes, well, probably
maybe
some chicken
tonight. Yeah, he goes, hey, some of that barbecue.
And when he's not touching, he goes, yeah.
You it's know? True. No, it's
you,
good.
You know what goes really good on Brussels sprouts?
That barbecue sauce.
You know what really goes on the human body before sex?
Yeah, that barbecue sauce.
Yes, sir,
what you have for breakfast? That eggs. You know, if you put that barbecue sauce on those eggs,
that's right,
takes you to the next level.
Put it on an omelet.
Oh.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
6 to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese barbecue sauce.
It is good. It really is. It is tremendous. And Hy-Vee has like 4 different flavors of it right now. I've tried I think the honey one we're using right now. The original, man, it's still tough to beat the original.
The spicy one's good.
Is the spicy one good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dusty Worcester sauce.
Dusty Kraut.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That sounds like a Urban Dictionary word.
Is kraut considered a condiment, though?
I don't know.
I don't know. It is on the line.
Because you can have, like, where you don't do a bun on the hot dog, you do, like, the mustard and the kraut on the side.
You could.
Like, that's technically a condiment.
Yeah.
Mac kimchi. Yeah. Mac kimchi, Dusty Soy Sauce. Coming to you live from St. Joe on Saturday.
Mac kimchi is good.
I do like that.
No, but some stuff to tell you about. We'll be back tomorrow. Ben Maller will join the show. It's already Thursday, if you can believe it.
Woo.
Saturday, Mac and I are going to take on St. Joe from 9 to noon.
Let's
JT
go.
Will be with us as well in studio to help us stay on track. Good luck. Also, you've got a fantasy football show starting in about a week and a half with Mac Morey as well.
August 10th, man.
So, Mac Kim Chi's got your fantasy team ready.
Make sure you get that Zaplicky guy from the Chiefs. Him and, what is it, Bottom Tooth that you're a fan of? Jacob Bottom Tooth?
Yes, Brendan Stuhl, baby.
Yeah.
It's not Bottom Tooth. He's probably not going to make the team. Yeah.
Thank you, Alex.
Yes, exactly.
Dusty butter? Oh, my God. That can't happen.
I kind of like Dusty Cheese Whiz. Pop Teriyaki is actually really good, too.
Dust turd. Okay. Oh. Instead of mustard.
Yeah.
I feel like that person doesn't like me very well. But either way, we like you all. We love you all. But go do something nice for somebody today because you never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Coming up next, it's Cody Gold and JT from 10 until noon. And then Vern's On Deck show starting at 12 here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody. Take care.